This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga, Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Welcome back to Take It or Leave It. I am your host, Jeremy Nichols. Feeling good. Feeling real good today, y'all. I'm not gonna lie. Just a quick story, and I actually just posted it to, my social media. But over the last couple months, man, like even while doing these shows and everything, well, I'll say the last couple years, truth be told, maybe the last 2 years, man, I've been going through a lot of stuff, like just personally, things I'm not specifically gonna share, but. You know, listen, man, we all have our ways of dealing with stuff, you know, and food was my avenue. I love food. I've always loved food, but I think it was even worse, especially these last 2 years, man. And I got a little crazy with it. And I did let it get off the handle. It started to affect me health wise. And, some things happened, man. And, I said, you know what? I gotta fix this. I gotta find myself again. I gotta get myself back, you know, get that confidence, get all that stuff that I'm known for, back. And I was like real close, like 250 pounds. And I'm not tall, right? So, you know, like I'm over here feeling real bad personally. Like, listen, somebody else has a particular weight, I'm not shooting at nobody. I'm talking about me, myself, personally, how I felt and everything. And, one of my goals that I set, you know, I wanted to get under 200. And I am happy to say that I am that today. Okay. I am that today. I am 198 pounds, y'all. Listen, I worked so hard for this. My next goal is 185, and then my final goal is 175. That is the weight that I used to be at when I used to fight at Tiger Schulman's in New York. Just kind of keeping y'all on that journey with me, man. It's been tough. It's been a lot of really, really crazy days. But you know what? And somebody really brought it up to me on Twitter, man. Like I actually really changed this stuff almost to the day when the Nuggets won the championship. It was almost like that extra motivation. Like, you know what, man? Let me go do something great too. You know what I mean? And that is where we are today. And we're going to keep going. I'm not stopping. I'm not getting complacent. Like I want to get back to 175. I want to feel real good again and get back to where I want to be. So just wanted to make sure you guys knew about that. And I appreciate y'all letting me talk about that as well. All right, y'all. So jumping back into yesterday, we had a mixture of plays. You know, we had four NFL plays and then two MLB plays. Just kind of looking at different spots that we like. So let's jump into the NFL plays yesterday. So we had Christian McCaffrey under 30 and a half receiving yards. And I'll tell you guys this, and I don't know if I even mentioned it on the show yesterday, I didn't really know about Brandon Ayuk's, his absence, right? I mean, yes, he was questionable yesterday, but like he was officially ruled out maybe 2 hours before game time. And that threw me off because for me, especially when he's out there, he's like their speedster. Understandably, Deebo Samuel's out there as well. But when Brandon Ayuk is out there, they have their, he runs routes really well, all these different things. And he, Purdy has more of a target to reach out to in those situations. But he still passed the ball to Christian McCaffrey last night. We had him under 30 and a half. He ended with 34, so he just surpassed it for that to not hit for us. Hey, it's all good. Brandon Ayuk, if he had played, I guarantee he would have stayed under. Just saying. But we also had Darren Waller in that game at over 39 and a half yards. He wasn't even really targeted last night, at least as much. And then also, even in the situations with targets, Daniel Jones just could not, he just did not do his thing. He could not make it happen and get it to his open receivers, which also plays a role in our next spot because we had Daniel Jones over 211 and a half passing yards. So, of course, 212 plus, basically. And he ended with 137. So, Daniel Jones, so both of those correlate because, of course, Jones was supposed to be the one passing it to Darren Waller, and that did not happen in that game. So those are the three spots that did not hit for us yesterday, but the ones that did hit, we had Deebo Samuel at plus 115 to score a touchdown. He did, in fact, get one of those. Deebo had himself a really good game, like I said he would. It just seemed like the right game for him to just kind of have fun with it, and he sure did. All right, so moving on to our MLB plays. We had two MLB plays yesterday. We had Max Fried, 5+ strikeouts for the Atlanta Braves, and they ended up winning the game 10-3, and Max Fried did his job. He ended with 7 strikeouts, a shout-out to him. And then we also had the Dodgers at home against the San Francisco Giants at minus 180. Definitely a good spot. The Dodgers, it almost seems like they're just trying to continue their good play going into the playoffs, you know, keeping their momentum, you know, throughout the home stretch of the season. And I love to see it. All right. So yes, we did go 3-3 yesterday. Not the best day, but of course not the worst day as well. So, you know, definitely in a pretty decent spot going into today. Now, I'll tell you guys, I got a nice mixture of plays here today. We have a number of MLB plays for tonight, as well as I have a college football play in here and one NFL play for Sunday. So this is going to be a mixture of plays throughout the weekend, you know, that I came up with today that I really like, and let's rock with it. So without further ado, let's get right on into these plays.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
All right, first play of the day. We're going to start with the Milwaukee Brewers today on the road against the Miami Marlins. We're going to take the Brewers on the road, like I said, at minus 148. We're taking them on the money line here. Corbin Burns, man. Corbin Burns. Now, when the season started initially, Corbin Burns was like a lock for me. Like, there's a few pitchers that anytime I see them pitching, I make a decision on money lines. Obviously, Adam Wainwright, the last time we tried that, we would always bet against him. They did win that game recently. But prior to that, it would always have been Adam Wainwright when he's pitching, the Cardinals lose. That's kind of how it was. Zach Eflin for the Rays. And like, there's just a couple guys that, you know, you kind of look at and you're like, oh yeah, they're winning tonight. They're losing tonight. Corbin Burns was that and has been that for me for the Brewers throughout the majority of the season. He had a couple tough days here and there, but I'm rocking with him today, man. I'm rocking with Corbin Burns and the Milwaukee Brewers to get that win today on the road against the Miami Marlins at minus 148. All right, next play here. We're going to take the Philadelphia Phillies at home against the New York Mets. Listen, y'all, I'm tired, man. I'm tired. I was working out this morning. Your boy is exhausted. But anyway, we're taking the Phillies at home against the New York Mets. McGill is pitching for the Mets. And it's going to be an interesting matchup here. Now, like I said about Philly before, they are one of the more talented teams. I know they've been battling the Braves as of late, you know, with their series. And I like the Phillies tonight at home at minus 162. It feels right. It feels like they're also a team that's building that momentum. They have a lot of firepower on that team, and I like them tonight as well. Okay. Next play here, we're going to take a plus money spot here. We're taking the Seattle Mariners on the road against the Texas Rangers with Dane Dunning pitching for the Rangers tonight. I like the spot, man. Anytime you get Julio Rodriguez, Eugenio Suarez, and all these guys healthy at the same time, and you get it plus money, I'll take the Mariners. On a Friday night as well, stop playing with me. I'm taking the Mariners tonight, plus 108 on the money line. Not much more needs to be said. That's just the way I see it. I like it personally. You guys can fade. It's totally up to you, but I like the Mariners tonight on the road. All right, next play, we're also going to take the Dodgers once again at minus 168 at home against the San Francisco Giants, another game in their series. I expect the Dodgers to continue playing well, and that is what I'm hoping for. I like the value here, and we're taking the Dodgers once again. All right. So those are our MLB plays. Our college play, listen, y'all. Y'all know the hype. Y'all know what's going on right now. Coach Prime in Colorado. Yes, I live in Colorado, of course. Most of my teams, Colorado-based. Awesome. But here's the thing. I like them to keep this game close. I am taking Colorado plus 21.5 on the spread on the road against Oregon tomorrow. It should be a very exciting matchup. Yes, Oregon is obviously considered the better team. And even looking back to week one or the first game of their season, where they were, 21 or 22 point underdogs against TCU. And of course they won that game because they are sitting at 3-0 right now, beating TCU, Nebraska, and Colorado State. But I just like this spot, man. I just believe in Coach Prime. I believe in a team. And I understand, man. I understand Hunter is down right now. I get that. I know he's their two-way player. He plays offense, plays defense as well. You know, somebody said he's like Spencer James on All-American, which is very, very interesting to see. And of course, Shador would be Jordan Baker. But anyways, for all you All-American people, when I saw that tweet, man, I couldn't stop laughing. But I'm taking Colorado plus 21.5. I expect them to still keep the game close, even if they lose this game, right? Because we don't expect them to go undefeated, but I still expect them to at least keep the game close, and I'm going to take that at minus 120. And last but not least, I'm taking the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday in one of the late night games, or the Sunday night game versus the Los Angeles. What am I talking about? The Las Vegas Raiders. I don't know. The Raiders moved around so many times, man. Them boys is all over the freaking place. But we're taking the Steelers on the road at plus 116. I like the plus money value here against the Raiders. The Raiders are definitely a team that's very vulnerable. Yes, I know they have Jimmy Garoppolo, and they still have guys on that team, and that's awesome. Josh Jacobs and the not really used Hunter Renfro. But I think that the Steelers can win this game. I truly believe that. So I'll take the Steelers at plus 116 on the road against the Raiders. So quick recap here. All our MLB money lines, we're taking the Brewers, the Phillies, the Mariners, and the Dodgers. And then tomorrow for college football, we're taking Colorado plus 21.5 on the spread. And we're taking the Pittsburgh Steelers Sunday night football on the money line against the Las Vegas Raiders at plus 116. So I like the value for all these plays. I think they're all very possible, right? And that's just what we're rocking with today. I was actually going to build a DFS lineup with you guys today, but I said, you know what? Let's just get some plays set because I know some people do not play DFS. So let's just do it this way. So like I tell you guys all the time, man, y'all take it or leave it, man. Y'all enjoy your weekend. Be safe. Have fun. I catch y'all next week. Peace.